Proclamation number 8476 of 23rd of April, 1963. Love and dedication needed for vineyard work. You are all called to redeeming cooperation on earth, yet you must fulfill prerequisites so that you will be chosen to serve me and can be instructed by me as to what you should do. You must first be filled with love for your fellow human being whom you want to help out of spiritual adversity. For if you cultivate love within yourselves, you will also recognize the degree of spiritual hardship in which people live. And then you will also be willing to help. You also have to be in close contact with me, which, however, is already guaranteed by the love within you, or I would not be able to assign you your task. And you must firmly believe that all people have a task to fulfill and, in realization of this, also instruct your fellow human beings. And there are not many people who have recognized the meaning and purpose of their earthly life and would also like to lead their fellow human beings to the same realization, because love has grown cold, because every person only thinks of himself, thus he still has a strong selfish love which he should overcome during his earthly existence. This is why I keep recruiting co-workers on earth, for this work can only be done by people, because I cannot influence people's upper sensibly due to their free will test. But I know every individual person's heart, I know his state of maturity, his spiritual condition, his will and his love, and truly, I choose the right servants for my vineyard. And thus they can work for me to the greatest blessing if only they are willing to serve me in all freedom of will and in love, for then I will take over the guidance and the human being need not fear to undertake anything which contradicts my will. I only want full devotion to me from those who are willing to serve me, then I can choose them, for full devotion to me guarantees that the human being is full of love and willing to help, and then he can also work beneficially amongst his fellow human beings. If people would only concern themselves with the fulfillment of the commandments of love, then the great spiritual hardship would not be. There would be no such spiritual low that would cause the dissolution of the work of creation on earth. Yet my commandments of love are only little respected. Self-love predominates. Everyone is his own neighbor, and people stifle the divine spark within themselves, the spark of love which I placed in every person's heart, and they remain enslaved by my adversary from whose power they should liberate themselves in earthly life. And these people can only ever be helped by a fellow human being who recognizes the spiritual adversity and wants to remedy it. And this person will also always find my support, because I don't want to let any soul go astray, and the salvation of just one soul is a great gain for me, because it is eternally released from my adversary's control. And therefore I bless every person who serves me with utmost unselfishness, who only cares about his fellow human being's salvation and whom I therefore endow with strength and light as my co-worker, which he shall pass on again to those who dwell powerlessly in darkness, who need help to find their way out of deepest spiritual hardship. And I instill the right thoughts into all those who want to serve me and also guide them to the people on whom redemptive work is to be done. However, it is by no means a spiritual coercion which I exert on you, but I direct your thoughts which you voluntarily move within yourselves again, and driven by the love within you. Now also carry out what is my will, because my will also fulfills a loving heart. Therefore the first thing is love, and no person can ever be a faithful servant and diligent co-worker to me who does not have love, by which alone you can recognize God's true servants. For even such people call themselves servants of God who are completely without love, and these will never be able to achieve spiritual success, for their speeches are dead even if they are based on my word, but they lack life because their spirit itself is not alive, which only love can awaken to life. Time and again love is placed in the foreground by me, and anyone who has love cannot go astray, for he is united with me through love and has fulfilled his actual purpose of earthly life, and therefore it is also your most urgent task to stimulate your fellow human beings into a life of love, and then you will also be successfully active in my vineyard and do redemptive work according to my will. Amen.